Good morning, my friends. It is 9:20. Mostly cloudy. Yeah, we're dealing with 30 degrees. Welcome to the morning show, and thank you very much for waking up with us and making us part of your day. Well, it is a holiday season, and one of our favorite things to talk about here is the Richland Wilkin Food Pantry doing so much good work in the community. Lori Drulo in with me this morning, Sandy Teely. And ladies, good morning. Thank you for stopping in.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you.
You bet. Lori, let's start with you. Can we run through some numbers? How's everything going at the food pantry?
Sure. We're incredibly busy, and we're doing over 200 families or households a month. And so that's a large number. And when we talk about those, some are very large families also, mm-hmm. down to a single individual that might come in. So when we look at the numbers, they are up. And I think we all understand that because it's just challenging right now for anyone to go to the grocery store.
Right.
And if you are having some other financial difficulties, it's really, really hard to do. So we're happy to be there to serve those that need our help. And we'll make sure that those shelves are filled some way so they have good choices when they come in.
Now, Lori, you're talking over 200 families. Is this year round? I mean, are these families that are coming in on a steady basis, or is it just like this time of year?
It varies. Mm-hmm. And so we see in the summertime that our numbers really go up,
right.
when the kids are home.
Okay.
And then during the wintertime, when people have other bills to pay, like heating, then our numbers also go up. What we've noticed lately, though, is that we have folks coming back to us that have not visited in quite a while. And so it just says that there's some stress on folks that are doing okay most of the time. But again, coming into winter, higher bills to pay, it just makes it harder to do.
Does it amaze you or astonish you sometimes how much need there is right here in our community?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, we visit with people that are working full time, and yet paying all the bills, or might have a medical issue that they have to pay bills for, and just need a little assistance to get by.
Right. And especially with children, too. I would assume the more children, you know, the greater the need there, too.
Absolutely. And we know that when the government was paying for those lunches at school, that helped us greatly. But now that program does not exist anymore. And so that put a little bit pressure back on families.
So let's talk a little bit, Lori, about people are listening to this too, and they want to take advantage of this. What does it take do you just stop into the food pantry? Is there any kind of enrollment that you have to go through? What's the process?
You just stop by the food pantry, and our open hours are posted on our Facebook page and on the sign outside of the building. And you just bring a picture ID with you, and we will get you signed up for the program.
Okay, easy as that.
Easy as that.
Let's talk about your expansion project and things going on, because everybody in town's talking about this. It's like the food pantry, they're getting bigger and bigger because you need the space. How long has this been in the works? When did this first get started?
We've talked about this for a long time. I think everybody knows that we had an old warehouse in back of our present building, and that warehouse failed. And so it was no longer usable for storing food. And that made it difficult for us. We couldn't purchase bulk, even storing donations that would come in, it was difficult.
Right.
So we removed that building, and we are now adding on so that we can have better facilities for people coming in. And we'll actually be able to house our backpack program on site, which is going to be incredible for our volunteers.
I would imagine going to make things a lot easier for your volunteers.
Very, very much so. And just time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to run across town to haul materials or products. Everything will be on site, and it'll just operate much smoother.
You've been fundraising for this for quite a while. Tell us about this.
We have been fundraising. It feels like forever. We needed to raise $658,000 for the project, which for us just is a huge number. Mm-hmm. We're not used to that. We are down to raising about $55,000 of that to accomplish our goal.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, talk about the community stepping up. You got to be pleased with that.
The community has been incredible. The Joint Powers, they are sponsoring half of the building, and so that has helped us greatly. But community members from all over our counties have been donating money towards the project.
So fundraising-wise, you've raised over $500,000.
It feels like more, but the work feels like more.
Sure.
But yes, again, when we started this, it was kind of a hope and a prayer, and it came true.
Wow. Well, wishes do come true when you're
wishes
doing when
do
you're when you're
true.
Doing good things.
And people can still donate to the project, and they can look forward to some fundraisers that'll be coming up in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
One is we're in the midst of planning a supper meal for January, so we would hope everyone would come out. And then we have some bigger plans for in the spring. So if you want to donate, just send a check to the food pantry. And our address is 699 8th Avenue South in Wahpeton.
Okay.
We're also looking to set up a fundraiser on Facebook where you can just do the donate button, but we're still in the process of doing that.
All right. And I will podcast this too and get it up on our website, folks. So if you're listening to this and you want to get that where you can donate too, it'll be available there. Sandy, step in here. I got to talk to you. You and I kind of went round and round trying to schedule this interview,
right,
too. So you've been kind of busy, too, and with your input with the food pantry as well.
Well, I really want to thank the community. I mean, we couldn't do this without everybody helping like they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means the world to us. Don't know a whole lot to add to this except that we're very excited about this expansion. It's, like Lori said, a dream come true. We've really been working hard on this for a long time. And it's, we can't wait till it's done.
Sandy, have you been in on this too since this inception, since it kicked off? Have you been a part
of
this?
Yes.
So what has the fundraising been like? Do you find it's been fairly easy and people stepping up and just willing to contribute, or have you had to get out there and knock on some doors?
I would say some of both.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of work on it, but people have been so willing to support us that it's been easy work.
Well, and now it's what did you say, like $55,000? That's all you need to get to that $600,000 goal?
Correct.
Wow.
$658,000.
So when is the schedule for completion? When is the expansion going to be done and you'll be making use of the building in this new space?
We have no guarantees, but the plan is for May, June timeframe.
Okay. Have they started on it already? Has the building begun already?
Yes, they have.
Okay.
The foundation is poured, and it's curing, so they hope to get the walls up yet before too long, in about a month or so, start working on that, if the weather holds out.
Right. And that, like Lori said, too, that's just going to make things so much easier and so much more efficient, I would imagine.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yes, we can operate much easier.
Fantastic. Lori, Sandy, anything else you want to add before we wrap things up here this morning?
Just a thank you to everyone that supports the food pantry on a regular basis. I think it's been on the news a lot lately that there are challenges in the nation,
mm-hmm.
and we are under those same challenges. Things that we used to be able to get free from Great Plains Food Bank, we now have to purchase. So actually for us right now, monetary donations is the biggest thing.
Right.
One thing is we don't have place to store food right now, but it's just costing us a lot more to operate.
Right.
So we thank everybody that helps us out, and we know this is the big time of the year for our donations, and we look forward to seeing you.
Well, Thad, you know, thank you just doesn't seem appropriate for the work that you do, you both do in the community and what you give back and how many people that you serve. Thank you for all of that. And thank you for stopping by this morning and being a part of the morning show. Appreciate it.
Just have two thank yous. One is to Sharon Blado, who is our coordinator, who does an awesome job of shopping for us. And Claire Althoff, who did the grant writing for our fundraising. And again, she was able to garner a lot of support for us.
Talking Richland Wilkin Food Pantry. And yeah, if you want to make a donation, have all that information up on our website and the podcast. That'll be up early this afternoon. It is 9:30 here at the Voice of the Valley.